Right.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Every time.
How long have you been doing this show?
You know, long enough to know better, but not long enough to care. Too long to care? I don't know.
Something like that.
Let me tell you why I suck as a DJ. JoJo, the Indian Circus Boy, the pretty new pet. It is a 6:34. I was going to say 8:34.
Just get to your rock
for
news.
For God's sakes.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
It is a Monday, I guess.
I know. You know what? Yeah, give me that. Mm-hmm. Give me that. The Packers lost. It's Monday. It sucks. Got to look at your stupid face. Rock news quick hits. As expected, after a compromise was reached between promoters AEG and Live Nation over the booking practices that led AEG to block book the O2 Arena in London with Staples Center in L.A., Ozzy Osbourne has dropped his lawsuit against AEG over the policy. There was a big hubbub about it. Ozzy taking them to court. They finally reached an agreement. I'm sure there's some money being passed around. But
yeah,
good job, Ozzy. Taking those ticket people down a notch. Greta Van Fleet have released another track from Anthem of the Peaceful Army. Lover Leaver is at all streaming services and digital retailers now. The album is due out October 19th. Very excited to get that on the shelves or digitally, because are CDs on shelves anymore? Where do you got to go to get those?
Yeah, is there any stores left?
I'm trying to think.
Me too.
Best Buy, not anymore.
No, yeah, they took that section out.
Yeah. Got to Amazon Prime it.
What about like Walgreens? Can you get it at Walgreens?
Maybe.
The $5.99 section.
You and I got the perfect setup now for our business. Yeah. We'll open a CD store.
What did anybody think of that?
2018, we're going to open a CD store. Lastly, Slipknot have staged their Knotfest in one location each year, but Corey Taylor says they might make it a traveling festival someday. Taylor tells the Jasta Show, quote, "It's definitely something we're thinking about, and it's one of the reasons why we built it the way we have. For us, it was about the foundation of the brand itself. It was making sure that this was something that we could continue to build up. You don't want to go from zero to a million." Taylor adds that there are, quote, "certain spots in America where they think it would work." He said, quote, "We're not afraid to take it away from a year and then bring it back. That's what people don't understand. It's not completely gone because we're doing the one in Colombia this year, but it doesn't have to be a yearly thing." I think a traveling Knotfest would be awesome.
That'd be pretty sweet.
I think there's a big enough crowd for it. I think there's a big enough demand for it. And just seeing Slipknot and the lineup that they have travel around and do a show would be pretty badass.
Well, some of the bands that people follow around the North America is unbelievable. Some of these bands, I'm like, what, really? You follow these guys, huh? All right. So if they follow them, I'm pretty sure Knotfest would work out pretty well.
Oh, it'd be insane. And the best part is Corey just straps a thing around his neck, and he actually carries all the stuff, including the bands, to each location.
Oh, yeah, because his neck is like a 200-year-old oak tree trunk.
Ain't bringing that thing down. That's your rock news. We'll be back.
The